35 turnovers. I mean, you know, that's some good stuff right there. And you really had to get back to it, right? After that lull that the girls described early in the second quarter, you're behind by 12 points. You weren't getting that kind of energy on defense. What do you think changed?
Well, I mean, it definitely was the attitude. We knew we had to do a lot more pressuring. We changed up our press just a tad bit. We were going with kind of more of a man-to-man press, and then we decided to kind of switch it to a trap. We have a lot of girls that can get in passing lanes as well as be an option with some active hands when we're not reaching and we're being disciplined on it. We stay to the principles. So they bought into it. They were excited. It brought a lot of energy. I think that's – Coach Rob has been pushing that a lot with this team. This is the type of team that can play, and they just have to keep going with it. And I got to go with it too as well, and I believe a lot of the stuff that they do. So it makes sense, and we're going to keep going with it and let them work through a lot of things. But they definitely turned it on when we needed them to.
And you know what? Even when you were behind, you know, as Coach Johnson and I were talking, you know, there were some girls that were knocking down shots that you knew they weren't going to keep being able to knock down. And so it wasn't any time to panic, right? You're down by 12, 13 points, but they had really made some shots that they weren't probably going to keep making.
Right. As I said before in the pregame, you know, they're not knocked down like the South shooters. It just so happens that a lot of teams are decently good when they shoot against us. But you shoot pretty well at home. You're pretty confident in it, and sometimes shots fall. It's hard to be able to knock down shots when you get a little bit tired, especially when you know you got eight girls. We knew we had to push a little bit more and make them more tired, so that shot's a lot more difficult in the second half, which it really did help, especially when, you know, like you said, forcing 35 turnovers, they don't get the ball across half court. It's always a good thing, too.
Yeah, and you know, they were really, you could tell they were gassed going into halftime. They were really, I think, fortunate that the clock ran out on the first half, because you really turned the tide. But then you guys kept the pedal to the metal in that third quarter.
Right, that's one thing that we really stressed, that the first game, you know, we could have blown them out by a lot more. It just we kind of got a little bit complacent in that first game. But I mean, we knew that's one thing that we had to do, is kind of, like you said, keep the pedal going, put it on the gas, and kind of step on the head and just be done with it. You know, this is a pretty important game, and there's a lot of things, not a lot of room for error. Got to take care of business, and we knew we had to get a lot of people kind of step up and do what they need to do. We got another game tomorrow and Saturday, so it's going to be, or Friday, and it's going to be pretty busy. So it's going to be a lot of fresh legs, and hopefully we can get a lot of rotations and some more people in too.
All right, how's it feel for you to get your first? I know you didn't get the job the way you wanted to, the way things happened, but to get your first W as the head coach of the Bay College women's basketball team.
Well, it obviously feels good, especially for a game like this and a place like this too. And no, just try to be prepared as best you can and learn from a lot of other people, and know that you just don't know it all. You know, I mean, I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, and I'm going to listen to a lot of people that have been there before. And like I said, I give a lot of props to Coach Robinson and Coach Diana for kind of letting me allow to, you know, sit around and learn from them and kind of grow my own mindset too as well. So it's good. It's good. Now I just got to keep it going.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the only one in this whole gym who knows everything is me.
That's probably true. I think you should be on the bench instead of Coach Ponko.
Yeah, we talked about that. You guys were teasing me apparently when I was sleeping on the bus. Matt, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening today.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my parents, who's always been behind me 100%. My wife, who's supported me for the past 3 years and has pretty ecstatic for me to kind of take on a little bit more. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Pat and Swanee, who's been avid fans of the Bay College Norse for the past 3 seasons.
All right, well, congratulations.